morning. Welcome to the Dr. Raj, your friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon, and Jani Moon, the spiritual goddess show. We are here to make you all around perfect. We provide the best information on how to marry traditional medicine with different natural spiritual modalities. We've got a great show today. First of all, for all those parents out there, you must control your anxiety in order to be a good role model for your kids. Why? I mean, the recent terrorist attack in my vicinity in Southern California has caused a crazy helter-skelter effect. There's been a significant increase in, you know, purchases of guns. And I know myself, we all worry about our loved ones, especially our kids. If we create this helter-skelter effect, we're going to have almost societal chaos. Besides, when you're anxious, you can't use your head. You don't use your head. I mean, am I right, Jani?
Yeah, it's a tough situation. So many parents are worried more than ever that their child is going to be shot and killed in their school. Because we have had an increase in school shootings and just public shootings in general. You're a parent, Dr. Raj. Do you have that level of anxiety?
I do, actually. I was at the park probably 8 months ago at the beachside, and I'm hyper-vigilant. I mean, if you ask me if I'd put a tracker on my daughter 24/7, who's seven, I would. I mean, I know in general that's a different show, and it's probably about me that it's on the opposite side, but at one point, she went to play with someone else at a different area in the park, and I couldn't find her, and I've never been so crazy at that point, literally crazy, to the point when I finally found her, I screamed out, she came by, she said, why are you screaming? But my judgment was off, too. I mean, I get it, and, you know, realistically, with what's happened here, we're scared. I mean, this is actually the third time the president came out and did a special speech on terrorism in the past 7 years. This is a big deal.
Right. It is. And, you know, in this article written on CNN by Kelly Wallace, she says that most anxieties are based on probability overestimation. So this is written by an expert, Andrew Rigg, who says that if you get on a plane and you think it's going to crash, because you greatly overestimate the number of planes that actually crash. And because of the frequency of mass shootings in the United States has increased, some of us think they're more likely to happen. So because there's been this increase in shootings, we're all anxious, parents thinking, oh my God, it's going to happen to my child in his or her school. That's where the anxiety is coming.
I know, you've got it right on, but how do we, so that's a rational approach, that's a scientific answer, I got it. Most of us, including myself, aren't scientific. How do we control anxiety? How do we control ourselves? Because in the end of the day, we have to be good role models for our kids, and for the people around us, especially people in power, I mean, to
a degree. Well, how did you do it at the park? You yelled at your daughter.
I did, and I freaked out. I was like a big crazy man, screaming.
So that's the not way to do it. That's the not way. Don't yell at your kid.
That's a helter-skelter way.
That's totally understandable, Dr. Raj, because a lot of times when we're scared, we lash out in anger. But that's a great question. How do we prevent our own anxiety?
So what do you do? I mean, when you're put in a situation where you're anxious, do you start crying?
I have a situation. When I was a school teacher, I taught 4th and 5th grade. We were in school watching the Challenger go up. This was January 28th, 1986. And
I wasn't even born then.
The Challenger disaster cancer exploded, and it was a huge deal because there was a teacher on board, and the kids saw all these people die live on air.
That's crazy.
And so, like, having to talk to the kids about it, I mean, that, my thing is just to remain calm.
Calm and
collected, and to remind myself this is not about me, it's about them.
Yeah, their minds are, they're open platforms for development, so each and every event, parents, you have to remember, each and every event and response you have will have an effect on your child later on. We can all relate to certain events that have changed us. Oh, by the way, Jenny, how many of your kids in your class had crushes on you?
Have crushes
I'm sure a lot.
I mean,
I had a crush on my grade 4 or 5.
I'm
six
sure that
teachers.
There were quite a few, which maybe helped to ease their anxiety when, again, also the same thing, when 9/11 happened. I remember I was co-teaching with another teacher, and she freaked out. She let her anxiety take over, and I had to tell myself, chill out. You need to remain calm, and you need to be a pillar of strength for these kids. And I think as a parent, you have to tell yourself the same thing. Deal with your anxiety, your freak out later, but in front of that child, they need you to be strong because they're freaking out, and they need to see, they're going to model their reaction based on you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, many times, I think growing up in an Indian-based family, one of the reactions, common reactions, and I'm not being stereotypical, is fear, okay? So every time something happened that caused anxiety, fear would come out. The flight mechanism would come out, which is not the greatest. And then there's anger. And fortunately, I took on more of the anger role because, of course, you had fear when you lost, but I was more of an anger, aggressive, take control person. But in the end of the day, you've got to block all of these out, and you have to be cognizant of the influences you leave, and be strong, be calm.
Well, like, and Jen, what's interesting is, according to this article on CNN, you know, written by Kelly Wallace, she writes that you need to, as an adult, you need to put your own oxygen mask on first, that you need to take care of your own anxiety first. I think that's great, and I believe in that for the most part. However, if you are with your child immediately, if you hear of a terrorist attack and you're with your child, you can't say, hey, Billy, time out, let me go deal with my own anxiety first and then come back to you. Realistically, you're going to have to put that on hold and be strong for your child. So I agree with that to a point. And in an ideal situation, yes, as a parent, you would have time to take a time out from Billy. Let me go get a massage or see my therapist and deal with my own personal anxiety before I come and talk to you. But I don't think that's really realistic in all situations, especially with the shooting in California, if you were watching it on TV with your child.
I mean, it is nuts just to think that this is so close to home. All of this is happening, and they said it's going to happen, but it's happening so close to home. And, you know, these people who are creating this chaos and this nightmare, I mean, that's the important thing for us, even in response to all of this. And not to get to politics, but there's a Donald Trump response to anxiety. And I have to hand it, there's the Obama response. You have to be cool and collective. You have to calculate this. You have to take care of this situation.
Well, I think what we can do is specifically talk about, as a parent, you need to keep your own anxiety in check. So that means, yes, go see a therapist. Go, if you have chronic anxiety problems, go deal with it. Deal with it before you put your anxiety on your child. Because if you're doing that, you're being an irresponsible parent.
Yes, so for all you parents there, in a situation of stress, Learn how to control your anxiety. You will shape your child if you do this wrong. Trust me on that. Stay tuned for our next segment when we talk about why maternal mortality rates are going up, and also Jenny's crazy segment, which I can't find out. I can't wait to find out more about. Surgeon and Jenny Moon, your spiritual goddess show. We're here to make you all around perfect. We just talked about anxiety, you know, and how you as a parent should take control, because you're shaping that little child of yours. You're shaping his mind, shaping his personality. And what happened recently was horrid, but we're going to have more events in our lives that we are going to shape our children with. So you have to put on that oxygen mask for Jenny, get yourself under control, and then take control of your environment. Now, maternal mortality rates are going up, listed in a CNN article. Can you believe that?
I cannot believe that maternal mortality. I can't believe more people are dying in childbirth. This is crazy.
I mean, this is in the U.S. This is in one of the wealthiest, most progressive nation in the world. I'm biased, but it is. And here we are. Our rates are going up. Do you know why? Yeah, you'll be shocked when I tell you why.
I do know why, because I cheated and read the article, but our audience doesn't know why. But I have to
obesity.
Tell you, I was shocked. Say again?
Obesity, again. That silent killer.
Obesity, because people are too overweight. They are dying during childbirth.
People like their comfort. They like their comfort food. They like processed food. They don't want to take care of themselves. In doing so, you are actually increasing the risk of your fetus of not making it. It's powerful.
That is so crazy. And so why are more obese women, because there are more obese women who are pregnant, more women are dying. And why is that, Dr. Raj?
Well, you think about it. First of all, with obesity, just that extra weight alone increases pressure on the fetus, increases pressure on the vessels. So it causes, you know, maternity-induced hypertension. That's high blood pressure. You're compromising blood supply to the fetus. I mean, there are so many, you know, that your health is as important as the, because your health is dependent on how your fetus turns out. So that in itself is the biggest cause. And if you're going to have a child, don't you want to, or even live a lifestyle, don't you want to make yourself healthy? Don't you want to give, it's not about you now, it's about the child. Give your child the best possible chance to make it.
I mean, I just think, I have to tell you, I am so sad. I am also, and I don't say this lightly, disgusted that America, the United States, is up there with Afghanistan and South Sudan, where the number of women dying as a result of pregnancy and childbirth is going up because we are too fat. We are too fat.
Yes.
This is crazy, that because you're eating too many donuts and chips and God knows Coca-Cola and what else, that you're putting your child at risk because you are overweight and you're not healthy. Did you not tell me, Dr. Raj, that this generation may be the first generation where the parents are healthier than the kids?
Well, it's happening, and we're seeing that now. I mean, every little kid, or kids that come by, they're deconditioned compared to 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I mean, you were a teacher back in 1986 when I wasn't born.
Whatever, I know. That was... I
was a little fetus waiting to come out.
Did you ever see that cartoon, WALL-E? It was a Pixar cartoon, and it was about all these overweight people in outer space. Like, the Earth was inhabited, but you couldn't live on the Earth anymore. And all these people were out in outer space, and they were so big, they couldn't even walk. They just had these flying little cars that would take them everywhere and eat, like, the big-sized slushies. We are becoming that cartoon, that Pixar cartoon, WALL-E. It's a great cartoon. I highly recommend it. It's super funny, but it's really scary because you're like, oh, my gosh, this is our future. We're destroying the planet. We're using all the resources. We're eating up everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we are eating. I mean, you want to get more ethical? I mean, we're eating for comfort. You know, we really don't need, we need 2,000 calories a day. And that's more than sufficient. A lot of us are up to 4,000 or 5,000 plus calories a day. We're really eating for just comfort and as entertainment, and those poor little animals, that's a greater topic, who are being raised to eat and feed us. You know, we live in a selfish, but this is only going to last so long. At some point, all of these resources are going to be tied up. We're going to have medical nightmares with all the obesity-related problems that are going to come about, and more so, more than just mortality, the morbidity, taking care of someone who has put themselves in a hospital because of complications from obesity, it just spirals on. I mean, we're talking about cardiovascular, we're talking about strokes, we're talking about, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, all of these risks are increased. Why can't we control this as the wealthiest, most progressive nation in the world?
It's a great question. I think that we've gotten complacent and spoiled, honestly, without sounding so harsh, but it's true. We have put everything, we are not living life to the fullest. We need to get back to the land, grow our own food. You are seeing this movement with increase in CSAs, which are, farm to table food, getting your food from the land. But, you know, we're so used to just getting this processed junk with all these chemicals, you know, Cheetos, God knows what else, and all of those chemicals are making us fat. The fact that so many babies are dying now because of obesity needs to change. And this is common sense stuff, right, Dr. Raj? You have to lose weight.
You have to want to lose weight, and this goes for all those people out there. Don't do it. Do it for your kids. Do influence the people around you. Do for your child in your belly. I mean, come on. Food is not just for comfort. Occupy your mind. Bring in different activities. So, again, I can't believe it, but stay tuned to our next segment. Also, remember, anxiety, control it, keep it at home. Jenny's going to tell us about her secrets coming up.
It's a holiday. It's how to deal with holiday stress. Don't miss it.
morning. Welcome to the Dr. Roger, friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon, and Jenny Moon, your spiritual goddess show. We're here to make you all around perfect. We just talked about anxiety, how you've got to put on that oxygen mask, control your own before you reflect it onto your kids, or you will change them and make them, mold them into a way you don't. Control your anxiety, control your stress. We talked about maternal mortality rates being increased in Afghanistan and the U.S. What? Did I say Afghanistan and the U.S.?
Yeah, Afghanistan and the U.S.
It's, we love to
because
eat.
Because of obesity, yes.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. It's, control yourselves. If you can't control your own self, how can you be a role model for anyone else? Around you, and you'll propagate that, and you don't want to end up in a hospital hooked up or sick for the next 60 years. So eat well, stay away from processed foods, and remember, if you're pregnant, take care of your fetus. And now on to my favorite spiritual goddess.
Yes,
you are my favorite spiritual goddess.
I thank you. I might be the only one you know, but anyway, Dr. Raj, I think I shared this story with you once before, but I need to tell you again because it has to do with what I'm about to talk about. So you know I'm recently engaged. Hurrah, hurrah. And my soon-to-be sister-in-law stayed at our apartment, I don't know, like 7 months ago. And
when you say our apartment, did he move into your apartment?
We were already roommates.
Okay.
I fell in love with my roommate. It was very convenient. So we were already living together. So his sister stayed with us, and as a gift, as a gift that she left, she put in a new shower curtain because our shower curtain was too moldy for her. I was mortified. I was
completely
mortified. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe your sister just put in a new shower curtain because ours was so gross. She must think we live in a hovel. We're so dirty, blah, blah, blah. Well, we hosted his family for Thanksgiving, and I was under stress trying to make it perfect, everything really clean, because I didn't want to be judged as the new daughter-in-law, be like a messy, dirty slob. And
yes,
and now I'm stressed out because at Christmas, Louis, my fiance, is coming and spending Christmas, you know, a holiday for the first time with my family. And there's always all these thoughts that cause stress. Is everyone going to like him? Is he going to like everyone? Will he make a good impression? Are we going to buy the right presents? Do we have enough money to buy the right presents? You know, holidays are such a stressful time. But I am here to tell you that you can have a stress-free holiday. You believe that, Dr. Raj?
Yeah, you don't have to care. I mean, the end of the day, okay, your sister-in-law just gave you an indirect, and there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it, that you're dirty.
Yeah, right.
It's not a big deal, but guess what? You got a new shower curtain. Awesome. Now you don't have to clean the old one. But you know what?
It was
indirect. But I think.
Come on, haven't you been stressed out during the holidays?
You want to know something? I think 6 years ago, I had family coming over. My wife was cooking, and it was like a big ordeal. And it was a bunch of people, and then bango. What's the worst thing that could happen on Christmas Day? Someone clogged up the toilet. Not mildly. Every towel, every blanket, the water just started coming out. And then everyone was throwing fingers at everyone else at who did it. And at the end of the day, you want to know, in Los Angeles, there's no plumbers available on Christmas Day.
Where did you go to the bathroom?
I think we were a little creative, but let's put it this way. Use your imagination. But can you imagine, like, the destruction that caused and a chaos. Now, I'm a very calm person. I didn't care. I mean, in the end, I knew someone was going to clean up the mess. I knew the plumbing was going to be fixed. And I knew, you know, before you touch the turkey, wash your hands.
Ew, gross.
But
well, yes, that is a stressful, potential stressful situation. What about your wife? Was she freaking out?
Oh, man, to this day, she has PTSD. For those out there, that's post-traumatic stress disorder. And I don't think she ever hosted anything ever since that, because it was like, who plugged the toilet? That's all. Who put, like, tampons
well,
in the toilet
ties,
or whatever?
This ties perfectly into the tip that Dr. Carmen Terra is at HuffingtonPost.com. And the first tip she gives is don't binge. Don't binge eat. Because if you binge eat, you may be having large, you know, blah, blah, blahs, and you may be clogging up toilets like in Dr. Raj's house.
Exactly.
Don't binge alcohol, don't binge drink, and don't binge eat. Because Dr. Raj, haven't you ever had that one uncle or aunt that's always the one that gets wasted? You see it in all the Christmas special shows. It's like there's always that one person that drinks too much and says, like, inappropriate stuff.
Oh, yeah. That happens. And you want to know, at the end of the day, I'll tell you one thing. Why Christmas, Thanksgiving? It's usually cold. So when it's cold, people like comfort. People like warm. People like eating. You'll never have these crazy holidays in the summer. So I think people are just used and programmed to allow themselves to go crazy, especially that crazy uncle or aunt. I'm sure you've had
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're bound to have a crazy Christmas if you're hosting it.
Absolutely. And I will be honest, I confess I've probably been the one binge drinking at some point, too, just to deal with, like, all the family, you know, stuff. You know, the hypercritical mom, whatever. So she also says be realistic. If you're on a tight budget, don't spend all this money on gifts. Don't give in to the pressure. Dr. Carmen Harrah also says it's okay to be blue. It's okay to be depressed. Don't feel so bad if you are. You know, somebody also said don't ever check social media. I had a good relationship coach that if you're feeling prone to being depressed, don't go on social media. You don't want to see all these people in love and couples and families. That could just add to your depression. It's okay to take a break from social media. And
I agree.
Another great tip she says is diffuse tension. And I really think that you can diffuse tension with humor. Like, you know, when your toilet clogged up, I'm sure, Dr. Raj, I can only imagine all the jokes and everything that you said to diffuse
I was super calm, but that's me. I know how to handle situations like that. And the finger pointing was fun. Especially when you're telling guys that they put the finger pointing, when you're pointing at to relatives and saying, did you put tampons in there?
Oh, I see. See, that was a funny joke, sort of.
So I was just cracking up myself. So, end of the day, what's the worst thing that can happen? Nothing.
Absolutely. So, here's the gist. The gist is you can have a stress-free holiday. It is completely up to you. You can follow these tips that Dr. Carmen Harrah gave that I totally agree with. Don't binge. Be realistic. Don't give in to pressure. It's okay to be blue. Diffuse tension. Do you have your own other personal tips to diffuse stress, Dr. Raj?
Don't put so much expectations on a holiday. I mean, family and friends are supposed to be family and friends. So, at the end of the day, if you're worried about what they think because of emotions and this like that, you're wasting your time. I mean, realistically, it should be an open. Who are you trying to impress? Like, everyone's going to have a great turkey.
Maybe not everybody, but
yeah, no, I got sick during Thanksgiving, but
I'm a vegetarian, but I do cheat sometimes on holiday and eat some turkeys.
Oh,
but I love
you
that.
Are not a vegetarian. So you're so full of it.
Hey, I am. I did have turkey on Thanksgiving. I only
You can't cheat and call yourself a vegetarian.
Whatever. Every now and then, it was organic turkey. It was killed from our land. It's okay. But this ties in. I eat turkey, even though I'm a vegetarian, once, twice a year, because I am extremely grateful for that turkey. And I think that's another tip on how to deal with stress during the holidays. It's just be grateful. Count your blessings. Just like I'm grateful for you, Dr. Raj, and this show.
Yeah, stay tuned for our next segment, callers. Remember, control your anxiety, and also remember to eat well and don't be a maternal mortality statistic. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming. Welcome to the Dr. Your friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon and Jenny Moon's spiritual goddess show. We are here to make you all around perfect. Jenny, you picked the music for this. This is really your type of music.
I did not pick this.
This is very girly music.
This is our producer who's obviously in touch with the goddess.
Yes, I believe so. More than the Superman. The Superman and the Goddess Show. I love that. So, here's the deal. Just going back on our last segment, you said you cheat. You, like, sneak turkey. So, you're not a real vegetarian.
Oh, Dr. Ross. No, I am a vegetarian most of the time, except that every now and then, twice a year, I will have turkey as long as I give it gratitude.
You remind me of that person. Can I tell you about, you remind me of that person who says they're on a diet in front of everyone, only eats a small amount, puts the rest in the fridge, and then 5 minutes later you can peek in and you can see their heads are in the fridge finishing the rest. That's what you remind me of.
The difference is that I'm doing this twice a year and that person's doing that all the time, every day. But we have more important matters, Dr. Ross.
No.
We have a caller on hold.
Perfect. Jason. Where are you calling from, Jason?
How's it going? I think we spoke a couple of months ago. This is Jason from Spring Hill, Florida.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Nice to have you back, Jason.
Yeah, if you recall, we were the TLC star of 90 Day Fiancé last season.
Oh, wow. Very, very good. What's your question? Do you have a comment about...
We were talking about the San Bernardino shooting, and we know that the female shooter was on a K-1 visa. And if you watch the show on TLC, we know that the show was about K-1 visas and taking your bride or your fiancés from another country for them to become an American citizen in America. So I could see how people are now getting pissed off that in thinking our immigration policies need to be revamped because this one wacko happened to be on a K-1 and stockpiled a bunch of arms in her house and then blew away everybody. Yeah. So I'm just calling to say that everybody on a K-1 is not crazy.
Do you have children, Jason?
No, I do not.
Do you experience anxiety when you hear about these shootings and these situations?
No, I feel like I'm glad I'm armed. I'm glad that I'm a life member of the NRA. I'm glad that my wife knows that how important that right is here in America, as she's from Brazil and they don't have guns down there except for the criminals. So she was in fear several times just walking to her college. Every girl down there in college walks in pairs. It's pretty terrible down in Brazil, in my opinion. So I'm glad she's here, and I'm glad I'm protecting her.
But that's absolutely true. I mean, Brazil's one of the most dangerous countries in the world, and I had no idea that the normal citizens can have guns, especially in a dangerous country of that nature. I mean, I think in the top 30 cities in the world, 10 were in Brazil.
Well, we're going to have some serious problems next year during the Olympics. there was a few instances at the World Cup, but I don't think they made world news, but they made Brazil news about armed robbery with tourists watching the World Cup. But I think with the Olympics, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what Brazil is going to do. I mean, their leaders are being arrested. They're going to impeach Dilma down there, the president of the country. She's corrupt. She's been taking bribes with the oil companies for years, and she got caught. So, I mean, it's a mess. I mean, I'm not trying to say the sky is falling, but it's a mess down there. It's a mess up here. And you just got to be thankful for what you have.
Yes, Jason, that's awesome. Like, just be thankful for what you have, and that can definitely help so much with dealing with anxiety in these times where we're experiencing this type of terrorism. Thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it, and we hope you have a great holiday season.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, Jenny, we're in a phase right now where you have to turn your head. You have to be afraid of everyone around you. I mean, that's the, or cautious. That's the situation that we're coming in. We don't know who our enemies are. And I think for someone like Obama or any presidents, we're used to identifying the bad guy. Now we can't. That's the problem right now. And
yes, it is a problem.
How does that make people anxious?
It is a problem. And we also have to ask ourselves, instead of playing the blame game, how we can take responsibility for our own actions. We have too many guns on the streets. There's no reason why anyone needs an automatic weapon, period. It's too easy to get these types of guns. And we need to look at our foreign policy. We have, on some level, helped create this situation. And we have to do whatever it takes to undo some of the bad choices that we've made as well.
Yeah, I mean, but on a helter-skelter, anxiety-based thing, when you see all of this crap that's happening now, all this, it's scary. Number one, what's the first thing you're going to do? Protect yourself and your family by getting a gun. I mean, unfortunately, you don't know who your enemy is. You don't know who's stockpiling. And that crazy lunatic who stockpiled all that ammunition in San Bernardino and then just came out, it just blows my mind. So as much as we talk rationally, I'm playing devil's advocate here, and I see how this gun issue is going to be a huge issue coming in the near future.
Well, what you can't control is your anxiety and how you present that anxiety to your children. Be a good role
model. And you can control what you eat, especially those who are pregnant. Remember, we should not be in line with Afghanistan as the number one maternal mortality place in the world. Come on, people. And then also, Jenny's advice on your holiday
parties. Have a stress-free
holiday.
Don't worry about it. Let the toilet flood. Talk to you next week.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.